Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Get Lost in Yourself and You Will Find Everything. Here I let you know that the best way of breakthrough is within. Beside this podcast, I even have a self-development dedicated website where you can go read the blogs and can even download absolutely free wall art printables. Moreover, currently I've even started writing something on emotional growth kind of stuff on Medium, and both the website and the Medium's link would be dropped in the description, so don't forget to check. Getting back to the podcast, today I'm going to talk about the three pieces of advice which would make you your best advisor. It's easy to advise others, and we all do it time and again. Passing our words of wisdom to family, friends, colleagues, and even random people is a common thing. But how many of us direct those valuable pieces of advice towards ourselves? Evidently, very few. Most people look up to others and wish someone could offer them advice on how to live their life better. Whereas the reality is, you don't need anyone from the outside to guide you. You yourself have the ability and the capability to play the role for yourself and become your best friend, your best philosopher, and your best guide. Despite the common belief that you cannot be objective with yourself, the truth is that you can zoom out of your life, view yourself from a perspective, and speak to yourself. So here are the three pieces of advice which would make you your best advisor. So let's get chatting. The very first advice from which you could be your best advisor is, tell yourself you are doing good in life. Life's journey is not an easy ride. Every person has their share of troubles and lucky breaks, gets to enjoy good times and also endures hard times at times. How can you forget that you have seen your problems, difficulties, crossed the hurdles, fought your battles by yourself, and even then you have come this far? This is itself a remarkable feat. So don't be harsh on yourself. Don't forget, you are unique and so is your journey. Moreover, the truth is that no one out there is going to come and tell you again and again that, wow, you're doing so good, you're so good at it, how you can do this and that. It is only you who can pat your back time and again, remind yourself that you did it by yourself. Only you know that you have made the best of what you had and survived all the challenges you ever experienced. So stop demeaning your efforts and tell yourself that you are doing good in life. The second advice from which you could become your best advisor is by telling yourself that perfectionism will only stress you out. When you chase perfection, you raise the bar too high for yourself, and such unrealistic standards are not humanly possible, and you already know at your subconscious level. Telling yourself false stories like the more you stretch yourself, the better you will fare, and the greater the pressure on you, the higher you'll raise, rarely translate into a positive result. Believe me, they do you more harm than good. Trying too hard and chasing perfection not only causes anxiety and stress in your life, but also robs you of the joy of going through the process of achieving your goals. When you run behind perfection, all you do is pressurizing yourself and pushing yourself hard, and when at the end of all the labor you have ever done, you still feel worthless. Instead of giving yourself those unrealistic standards, look at yourself. Focus on increasing the quality of your performance by paying attention to the details, how you're performing it, laying stress out of your work and working with your whole heart. And once you made the shift in your mindset, you'll begin to appreciate your efforts and will feel happy that you are giving your best at everything you do. And I assure you that this will keep you relaxed during work and enable you to live a contented life. So stop running behind perfectionism. You will never find satisfaction, fulfillment, joyousness in your life. The last and the best advice from which you could become your best advisor is by making yourself cut out other people's drama from your life. People you choose to surround yourself will significantly influence your life. And if you have negative people in your inner circle who are often emotionally charged, are fond of high intensive drama and make every small issue a big thing, you'll always find yourself amid chaos and you feel like frustrated from yourself only. And I tell you what happens is that by encouraging others to open up and share their feelings with you is an open invitation for trouble. Your inability to say no and draw the line will come back to bite you sooner or later and create misery in your life. I assure you this. What you need to know is that people won't think twice before pulling you into their mess and pouring out their pool of issues on you, destroying your concentration and ruining your peace of mind. And this will not only drag you into their personal affairs and overwhelm you now and then, but what's worrisome is that you will be defocused from your priorities and sidetracked from your goals, which actually matters the most to you. The harsh reality is that no matter how close people are to you, don't allow anyone to take you for granted and use you as their emotional dump. You need to be proactive. You need to take the initiative to set your boundaries. And by drawing such personal and healthy boundaries will give a very strong message to people out there that you respect your space and no one can take advantage of your compassion and your time to be kind to others. So please, before you try to be kind to someone else, learn to be kind to yourself. So those were the three best advices you could ever give to yourself. And as I always say, that do what works for you, but surely keep in mind that words are impactful. Things that you say to yourself and the advice you give to yourself has the power to change your thinking, put you in a positive frame of mind, and even could change the course of your life. So do some self-reflection and do engage in some introspection. Because this self-examination kind of thing will help you develop the insight into your life. From this only, you would be insightful enough to pick the valuable life lessons as the advices you need the most in your life. You can always follow me, Farheen Dhanjal, on Twitter and Pinterest and through Literally You blog on Instagram. See you in the next episode. Good day.